Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Big news out from Cleantech Lithium this morning, raising money, listing in Australia. Here to tell us more, Steve Kessler. Steve, with the lithium market sentiment quite depressed, why is Cleantech Lithium listing in Australia?
Well, we've signaled this for quite a long time. Now, we have quite a proportion of our shareholders are Australian, including our largest shareholder, Regal Funds, holding 15%. The Australian market has got deep pools of capital available for investing in good natural resource projects. It's a mining country. There's about 31 lithium companies listed on the ASX. So there's a deep knowledge of the lithium industry. And we would expect that when people can see how different we are from the conventional hard rock miners in Australia, there's a good opportunity for them to rotate into clean tech lithium. Clearly, we've been very pleased with the support we've had out of AIM. We continue to look forward to that. But we believe that we're going to get a much broader reach into an investment community in Australia that's going to appreciate our company.
You make a compelling case there. Now, it's a big raise, though. Do you expect to raise the full $20 million Aussie?
Well, we would like to. We set it at a minimum 10, but 20, because that would take us well into the program we've set ourselves, which is the completion of the PFS, doing all the hydrogeological work and reinjection, running our pilot plant, and getting us into a position where we're engaging with potential strategic investors and off-takers. And the reception we had in Australia was very good. I spent a few weeks there talking to brokers and funds and analysts in Sydney and Melbourne and Perth. And they really cottoned on to the difference. I mean, the conventional projects in Australia are hard rock mining, high carbon intensity, put a concentrate on a boat to China, convert to lithium hydroxide, largely using coal-fired energy, but going through that China routing. Whereas here we are with brine projects at the bottom end of the cost curve in a mining country which has got a strong lithium industry already, a lot of expertise there, with an FTA with the United States, which gives us advantages into accessing off-takers there, preferential agreements into the EU who want to see sustainable materials going to their battery supply chain. And here we are going to be using renewable energy, low water consumption, so we fit the bill of sustainability, and producing battery-grade lithium chemicals directly into the EU and the US markets without needing to go through China. So geopolitically, it also fits where the EU and the United States want to lessen dependence on China. So the overall story, people in Australia understood, and they recognized they'd done well in lithium in the past, but here's an opportunity to go into a different type of lithium project.
So your assets, of course, talking about a different type of lithium project, are in Chile. There's still a few things for you to be getting on with down in Chile now that you're talking about the financing in Australia, but the Chile is where the action is in terms of what's going to happen next. What's the latest on the CEOLs and for the licenses?
Well, the administrative process has been going on. In July, the government announced the results of that and said there were, I think, 83 expressions of interest for those salars that can be developed by the private sector. They're then going on to analyze those in detail. And they say that by the end of this month, end of August, there will be an announcement on what is the mechanism that the government are going to use to award the sales, and what are the criterion which they're going to use. Now, we're very confident because we are just about the only company that has been actively working in Chile. We're by far the most advanced. Not only have we declared significant resources, we're working on the reserves with Montgomery and Associates. We have the pre-feasibility study underway for Laguna Verde. We have a pilot plant that's been producing good quality Eliwat. We're just about to turn it into lithium carbonate battery grade in the United States at the plant in Chicago. So we think the government appreciates that we are the most advanced. The government wants to see new projects in 2026, and we are the closest to being able to achieve that. So our expectation is that we should be head of the queue to be awarded sales by the government. But let's wait and see what they have to say at the end of this month. But clearly, we have the ability to demonstrate very strong community support. That's going to be very key. The government has always recognized projects will not go ahead unless there is community support. And here we have the communities in the region of the project, nobody living within 100 kilometers, but they are on the transport corridors, expressing their strong support for the way that we're going to be producing lithium compared to the conventional evaporation ponds.
Indeed, that's a very encouraging aspect of the project. Now, you mentioned the Eliwat and Chicago. What is actually the latest with the DLE conversion process that you guys are running?
Well, we explained we've already split the pilot plant in two. Now, we've built our own DLE, an initial reverse osmosis concentration plant just outside the city of Copiapó. And producing very good, clean lithium chloride, Eliwat. But rather than building the downstream, as we explained before, we're using an existing facility in Chicago, belongs to Conductive Energy. We've shipped by air smaller samples, so they set up the plant ready for the big shipments to come. They've demonstrated that they can produce battery-grade material, 99.75% lithium carbonate, which is very good. We've put four container loads of Eliwat, sending to Chicago. One has arrived, two are in transit, and one is at the port in Chile waiting to be sent. So in all, we would have processed something like 1,100 cubic meters of brine through the DLE pilot plant, producing close to 90 cubic meters of Eliwat, which will be processed, and we can produce a ton of lithium carbonate, and that's clearly more than sufficient to initiate our discussions with off-takers and strategic investors. So not only can we say, look, we've got a project, we've got good resources, come and have a look at the pilot plant, you can see it working, and you can go and see it in Chicago producing battery grade lithium carbonate, and here are samples to take away and start your product qualification process.
And Steve, I believe you're doing a presentation this evening. What's what are the details of that, so investors can be aware?
Yeah, no. We're trying to reach as many of our investors as possible to tell them what we're doing. One of the things we have tonight is Investor Meet Company, where one of our brokers, Dan Fox Davis, and myself will be doing a short presentation on the reception that we received in Australia. A bit more information on this ASX prospectus and fundraising, give the opportunity for our shareholders to understand more and ask questions on where we are with the whole project, the conversion to carbonate, the CEO process, and whatever else they have at the top of their heads.
Well, I'm sure your investors will be looking forward to that. Thanks very much for joining us, Steve Kessler.
Okay, thanks, Alistair. As always, a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.